From WBUR Boston and NPR, I'm Emily Dreifuss. This is On Point. The president promised yesterday he'd decide very soon how to respond to the Syrian regime, which once again allegedly dropped chemical weapons on its own civilians, killing dozens, including children. But distracting from that crisis comes something new for him to be outraged about, the FBI raid on his lawyers' offices. And so we begin there, this hour On Point, the FBI raid, and later in the hour, the White House's Syria challenge. You can join us on air or online. What do you think of the FBI raid on Trump lawyer Michael Cohen's offices and residences? An attack on our country, as the president said last night, or the rule of law in action? We're at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK, or join us anytime at onpointradio.org, or on Twitter or Facebook at On Point Radio. Joining me first from Washington to talk about the FBI raid is Kimberly Atkins, Washington Bureau Chief for the Boston Herald. Kimberly, thanks for joining me.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well.
So, Kim, can you walk us through what's going on with Michael Cohen? Who did the FBI, where did the FBI raid, where did the order come from, and what does it mean?
Yeah, so there were raids yesterday at Michael Cohen's office and at his home, a hotel where he had been staying, involving about 12 FBI agents, and they sought things including bank records, some communications that he had, including potentially communications with the president, who is his client, and information that is related to the Stormy Daniels lawsuit, which, of course, Michael Cohen has been most prominent recently as representing Donald Trump and having admitted to paying Stormy Daniels $130,000, which he claims was totally of his own money and had nothing to do with the president as part of a non-disclosure agreement. Now, this raid was spurred by the Mueller investigation in that as Robert Mueller and his team continue their investigation into potential Trump campaign connection to mm-hmm. Russian meddling, they have the ability, if they come across information that could be involved in another crime, to refer that matter to the appropriate authorities. In this case, they referred this matter to the Manhattan prosecutors, the Manhattan investigators who in turn authorized this raid. They went and got a warrant for this search, and that is what happened yesterday.
Now, how common is it for a warrant to be issued to a lawyer to allow access to privileged client communications?
Yeah, it's not usual, but it's obviously possible as we see it happen here. Yes, these communications obviously between a lawyer and his client can be privileged, but there is something called the crime fraud exception, which means that the privilege goes away if the communication between an attorney and a client are used to further a crime, or are communicating about a crime, planning of a crime, some sort of fraud, then there is no more privilege. And so that is the question here. What of this information that was taken is potentially about this? So, and it's also worth noting that getting a warrant to execute this type of search, there's a really high standard that goes there. A judge
right.
has to approve it. They have to look at the evidence that is presented by the prosecutors in order to get this kind of warrant. And given the high-profile nature of Michael Cohen, obviously the judge would be aware of how a search like that would look. And so if there was really no there, I find it very difficult to believe that this warrant could have been executed. So I think that it is certainly, something that should have Michael Cohen and potentially Donald Trump concerned.
Right. The fact that they were able to get the warrant really seems to indicate that they have some sort of evidence that there's something going on. Now, that is not what Donald Trump seems to suggest. Last night, he was seated with his cabinet and his generals to plan a response to the Syria chemical attacks, but he went on a long tirade against American law enforcement for this raid. Let's take a listen to his reaction.
It's a disgrace. It's frankly a real disgrace. It's an attack on our country in a true sense. It's an attack on what we all stand for. So when I saw this and when I heard it like you did, I said, that is really now in a whole new level of unfairness.
So it's interesting because, you know, then he just tweeted this morning, actually, attorney-client privilege is dead. But as you noted, there are these known exemptions to attorney-client privilege. Now, I wonder if you could mention what are some of the things that the FBI may be looking for in those records. The Washington Post reported that Cohen may be suspected of bank fraud, wire fraud, and campaign finance violations. Kim, is it possible that all three of those suspected charges have to do with the Stormy Daniels payoff, or is there something else going on?
I think both of those things could be true. I mean, we have been hearing that the payoff to Stormy Daniels could have been considered a campaign donation in kind, which is prohibited. It's hard to believe that campaign finance contribution, in-kind donation violation alone would result in the kind of raid that took place yesterday, which takes us to the potential of bank fraud or wire fraud charges. If you recall, Paul Manafort, President Trump's former campaign chairman, he was indicted for a number of financial-related crimes, a number of things that are unrelated to Russian meddling. But that is the purview of this investigation. As we said, if they come across evidence of other things that could potentially be a crime, they could either move on that themselves, as we saw with Paul Manafort. Robert Mueller's team led those indictments, or pass them on to others to do. In this case, the Manhattan prosecutors in this case. But ultimately, what I think we really need to keep an eye on is whether these charges could give some leverage to Robert Mueller to seek to get Michael Cohen to cooperate in the investigation. We saw that happen with Michael Flynn,
right?
Agreed to investigate, to cooperate in this investigation. And in this case, there are few people in Donald Trump's orbit who are as close to him as Michael Cohen. He's been working with him for a decade. He's someone who is described as Donald Trump's fixer, someone who, so to speak, knows where the bodies are buried, and on more than one occasion wielded the shovel. So in this case, if he is brought into that investigation to get to give information, that definitely would be something that Robert Mueller's team would be interested in.
Right. And, you know, going back to what the president had said last night, he called it a threat to the country, and he seemed to be specifically discussing Robert Mueller. But it's important to note that it wasn't Mueller who brought these warrants. He actually referred them to the district in New York. However, how much should we worry that this is something that could lead the president to have an excuse to get rid of Robert Mueller?
Well, that's always the question, right? And this is something that the president has been fuming about privately, and yesterday did not rule out publicly in those comments that he made to reporters, saying that many people are saying that he should fire him. And he gave his response, which he frequently does, is we'll see what happens. Clearly not ruling it out. It's also worth noting that he defended his decision to fire James Comey in those same comments. He's clearly angry at the FBI, at the investigation in itself. And so that is something that people are continuing to wonder if that's a possibility.
Yeah, and he even used one of his favorite lines, many people are saying I should fire him, which often precludes him taking some, precedes him taking some action. Hey, I want to get some callers in here. We've got John Mack calling from Nashville, Tennessee. John, are you on the line?
I am, Emily. Thank you for taking the call. Just a brief comment. I certainly appreciate the remark, wielding the shovel. I'm a lawyer and with 30 years practice, private practice experience, Vanderbilt educated, formerly licensed in three states, now in Tennessee alone, former hearing officer for the Tennessee Board of Professional Responsibility.
Okay, great.
I just want to make the observation that it, in fact, is the exercise of the rule of law and not at all an attack on the rule of law by the execution of these subpoenas. You know, wielding the shovel, so to speak, is exactly what the Department of Justice and the New York prosecutors are doing here. And it's a shame to me that the general public is not more familiar with the way in which these processes and procedures operate, but are subject to the disinformation and disingenuity of the president when he claims it's an attack on the rule of law.
Well, I really appreciate your call, John Mack. You know, the legal system is confusing, and we are going to try here to shed some light on how it works, and I appreciate you helping to do that. Let's take another call. Tom is calling from Detroit, Michigan. Tom, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Tom. What do you want to say?
You know what? Obviously, the FBI, when they raided Cohen's office, they got something. I mean, this is just the tip of the iceberg. And now what that something is, you know, it's below the waterline right now. But as you mentioned in your earlier discussion, that warrant would not have been issued had there not been some credible evidence that what the FBI was seeking, was there in terms of what they wanted. And let me say this, and I'm going to go. Number 45, as I refer to him, because he will not be president to me, all right?
Okay.
He's just been a complete disgrace to this country. We've fallen out of...
Okay. We thank you so much for your call, Tom. We're going to keep going so we can get a couple more people on the line. We've got Homer calling from Belchertown, Massachusetts. Do we have time for another call? Homer, are you there?
Hi, Emily. Yes, I am.
Hi.
How you doing? My comment is basically to do with Donald Trump and... we're having shoes dropping and water dripping, and there's a lot of stuff going on. But I think the tip of the iceberg is going to be when the Russians, when we find out about the Russians, I think they have a lot more on him than we know about. And I believe he's being blackmailed, number one, probably for money laundering.
Okay. Thank you so much. We're going to have to let you go. Kim, thank you so much for being here. Kimberly Atkins is Washington Bureau Chief for the Boston Herald. When we come back, we're going to turn to the Syrian government's most recent alleged chemical gas attack on its people and the challenge it poses for the Trump administration. You can join the conversation. What do you think the president can do, should do, about the gas attacks last weekend? We're at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. I'm Emily Dreifuss. This is On Point.